James Lilly has been U.S. ambassador to China as well as to South Korea. He's also represented the U.S. in Taiwan, and he's now with the Washington think tank, the American Enterprise Institute. Ambassador Lilly, China was the site of the North Korean press conference we just heard about.
Right.
I just wonder, how would you describe China's interest in the outcome of this North Korea crisis?
First of all, I wouldn't use the term crisis. I would use confrontation or late difficulties. China is deeply interested in what happens in Korea. This is part of China. It was part of China until about the 1800s. It was a subordinate state to China, and the Chinese showed them their language, their culture. They fought a lot of battles back and forth. They still have claims against each other. But China also fought, as you know, in the Korean War against us. Mm-hmm. And it was because we were moving to the Yalu River, and they would not stand for a united Korea under Seoul allied to the United States. And so they intervened, and we went back to the 30th parallel. And some of that exists today. They do not want to see a united Korea on their borders allied to the United States. What they're trying to do is to increase their influence in South Korea to match ours, and that's going like gangbusters.
Yeah. It seems to me they have influence in the North because they're communists, and in the South because they're capitalists.
Well, that's a good thing to say. But they, of course, they become communists when you turn on the blue light. They're something else other times. But until they get what they want on the peninsula, a unified Korean peninsula, neutral, leaning slightly towards China, they're not going to sell North Korea down the river. They need that buffer zone.
What do you think of this idea being advanced by the North Koreans and possibly soon to be presented by the South Koreans of some negotiated agreement whereby the U.S. States that it respects North Korea's security? Is this a possible solution to this actually brought about by Asian powers in Asia?
I think that is a desirable solution, because I was hoping all along that South Korea would take the lead on this, because they have to take the lead on it. This is not an American problem. It's their problem. Mm-hmm. The South Koreans coming up with something that would broker a deal between U.S. and North Korea, I think is all to the good. The particular non-aggression pact is not a good idea. If they want to sign a non-aggression pact, sign it with South Korea, not with us. What they're doing is they're telling their people and they're telling the international community that the essential problem is the American threat to them. Mm-hmm. Now, America has never been a threat to them since they invaded South Korea, and then we drove them back. We have never invaded their territory. We have never struck at them. They have continuously struck at South Korea, and they murdered our troops on the DMZ in 1976. The onus is on them.
The DMZ is the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea.
Right. But I think, you know, we can make a deal with the North Korea. The North Koreans are really tottering. They're in very, very bad economic shape. And the Chinese are really propping them up. They're giving them 70% of their oil, probably 20% of their food, all coming in from China. And the leverage that China has is tremendous. And they can use this, I think, in a subtle way to get the North Koreans to come across, just as we can.
So we could be at a turning point here in terms of what our role is in that part of the world.
Absolutely. I think you put it just right. The turning point is coming. You have the rise of China, which may not continue, but there it is right now, 8% growth, a huge modernizing military, great influence. They're in the UN Security Council. They're expanding faster than any country in the world, but they've got huge economic problems. But the reality is China is going to be the major factor in Asia. Number two, you have the failure of Japan economically, becoming more nationalistic, beginning to look at weapons of mass destruction of their own to counter what the Chinese are doing and what the North Koreans are getting. One of the worst things would happen if you let the North Koreans have these weapons and proliferate them to Middle Eastern people, which is a nightmare, is that you'd get proliferation into Japan, Taiwan, and South Korea.
They would want to have some counter force to counter
to
what's
North
happening
Korea.
In North Korea.
We provide the nuclear umbrella, but they say if you Americans let the North Koreans do it and your friends can't do it, you know, we Americans have stopped the nuclear weapons program in Taiwan and in South Korea. We blocked it. We put strict limitations on the kinds of missiles that they make. We're much tougher on them than we are in North Korea in this respect. And I think China's got to work with us, because a nightmare for China is Japan getting nuclear weapons or Taiwan getting nuclear weapons. So this is in the offing. It's the sort of the baseball bat in the corner. It's Banquo's ghost hovering behind you. But it's there.
Ambassador Lilly, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
James Lilly, former U.S. ambassador to China as well as to South Korea, chief U.S. diplomat in Taiwan as well. He's now with the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C.